Hey, Chris Rowan from Silver Tiger Media. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, man?
Excellent. Thank you, my friend. It's great to chat again. How you been?
I've been good. No complaints. I'm actually just got off a long ride on the motorcycle out here in Vegas. One more day before I head back out on the road. So making the best of a beautiful day.
Mate, I wish I could be right there with you. Bloody hell, it'd be brilliant. I've got to start on a positive note, if I could, besides out on, I'm no doubt, a Hulk riding in Nevada. You'd be up to about 87 days of sobriety now?
Yeah, I want to say 89 right now, I think it is. It's 88, 89. I'd have to pull up the app to actually see.
Wow, congratulations. So well done. Of course, I won't ask anything more than that because that would really dishonor what you've achieved. What I'll ask instead, if I could, is with the greatest of respect to you and the band, how much of the rough times that you've been through have actually transformed onto these brilliant tracks on And Justice for None?
You can definitely tell that there was some turmoil going on, especially the lyrics that Ivan has written for this new record, And Justice for None, that comes out on the 18th, I believe. Ivan's real good at reaching in and pulling out whatever he's feeling at the moment, and a lot of emotions have been going on the last year and a half with everything going on. So it's definitely an album that wears its sleeve, or wears its emotions and feelings on its sleeve.
Without a doubt. And for me, I mean, this is a difficult thing to commit to, being a reasonably dedicated fan. It's the most diverse and impressive album from a creative perspective in the history of FFTP. It's like you've said, okay, let's reach deep inside and find something new for our audience that's still Five Finger Death Punch all over. How close is that to what happened?
That sounds exactly it. It's almost like you were in the room with us.
Well, brilliant.
Yeah, we wanted to take some creative chances. Obviously, the main riff in Champagne, that's the first one that Jason Hook presented way back when we first started writing everything. And I guess that kind of set the tone, you know, switching things up a little bit, trying a couple of new things while maintaining that Death Punch sound that that everybody loves and has come to expect from us.
Oh, indeed, and you certainly don't let us down one iota. You take it to another level. The first seven tracks just blow you away completely. It's really difficult to stop on first listening. It's just jaw-dropping. It really is amazing. I realize you typically lay down the music and send it off to Ivan to do his thing, but was sequencing a big issue when it came to this album?
I wouldn't say an issue necessarily. It's certainly a focus and a priority. Anytime you're putting together tracks, whether it be for an album or in the live set, you know, you're looking to take the listener or the concert goer on a journey throughout the beginning, from the beginning to the end of said piece. So that's always one of the things that I think Death Punch has done really well, is proper sequencing and kind of taking the listeners along for a ride.
Without doubt. And of course, your music is such an outlet for so many people. I've been seeing fake at every person who's crossed me for about the last 2 years. How much of this album has been an outlet for the band as a whole, and the clap you've been through? It was a little bit cathartic.
Yeah, the writing process is definitely therapeutic. You know, any musician out there knows that the writing process and creating that music is certainly a emotional therapeutic outlet. And needless to say, we had a lot of stuff to get out.
Indeed. And, of course, are you also thanked for your music? Does it happen a great deal where people actually thank you for the music and what it does for them in their lives?
Oh, 100%. Yeah, people all the time put a whole lot of responsibility for their own happiness on the music that we've written and gotten them through, you know, whatever they're going through. Anytime I hear that, I always like to remind the fan or the listener that we may have been the soundtrack that got them through whatever they were going through, but it's the individual themselves that actually got them through that. We might have helped along the way to provide an outlet to get through that, but at the end of the day, it's the listener or the fan that's gotten themselves through that, which I hope is empowering for them when they realize that.
Absolutely understood, yeah. And, of course, speaking of our lives, Chris, I can't help but wonder about that little four-year-old that saw Gene Simmons on 321 Contact when he knew what he wanted. Is he fairly satisfied when it comes to listening to an achievement like this album?
I wouldn't say satisfied. I'm in the moment and appreciative of what I have and what this band is doing at the moment. But, the drive in me, the ambition, all of us collectively, five different alpha male personalities, strong opinions and strong goals and even stronger drive. So, we're always pushing to, kind of push that envelope, whether it be expectations, song content, live show. You know, it's always about trying to one-up ourselves.
Indeed.
I don't know that comfort or satisfaction ever comes.
Well, most certainly. I can't help but think about the Kale Army logo while we're speaking. Is that a little bit of a nod back to those memories of Gene Simmons?
Oh, 100%. It's a kind of a tribute to the guys in Kiss that, had I not seen them at the age of 4 on 3-2-1 Contact, I might not be doing what it is I'm doing today. So it's kind of a throwback to those guys and an appreciation for what they have done, as well as acknowledging the people that have shown their respect and their support of my own journey over the years here in Death Punch.
Most certainly. And one can't help but conjure a picture to mind of you throwing down a towel on that bar in Vegas at the age of 36 in Cosmopolitan, as I understand, and straight into five-figure Death Punch, larger than life. You obviously have not finished with music and being on stage.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I love it up there. That's the most comfortable place in the world for me, aside from being on the motorcycle. Motorcycle's number one. Being on stage would be number two for me.
Absolutely. And look, perhaps another time we can explore more about the video implications. Look, it really is the stuff of Legion. But in the meantime, look, I've got to congratulate you on this brilliant achievement, this album. Have you been able to play any of the tracks live as yet to an audience?
Oh, yeah. I don't want to give away too much of the set list, but, it is the internet. You kind of look around and see what we're playing on there. People have divulged the set list. But, yeah, we switched up a couple of things, added some new stuff, took out some stuff that we've been doing for a little bit. Again, just trying to, not only make a better experience for the concert goer, but also to keep us inspired and into it as well. So, like I said, definitely always pushing ourselves to refine and get it as as close to the excellence that we demand of ourselves. We're always trying to do that.
Well, most certainly, you've definitely achieved it on this one. I hope that as lip service, it really is something very, very special. And that's somebody who's been listening from the start. But I have to tell you that, it's an obvious question from an Australian, and I do apologise and mean no disrespect with the question, but can we expect to see you over here at some point?
My God, I certainly hope so. It has been far too long. I think the last time we were over there was for the Soundwave Festival, so we are definitely due another trip back to Australia. But that's out of my pay grade, and I'll answer it as I do online, hashtag Boogie Agent.
Beautiful stuff. And I was at that show in Melbourne. It was brilliant, such a hot day, and you guys squirting us with the hose, and what a show. We can't wait to experience that and the new album out in Australia again. Let's hope it happens soon.
Yeah, I hope so as well. It's definitely something that all of us want to do. It's just a matter of lighting that fire under the Boogie Nation's ass and getting it done.
Okay. Now, your cover of Gone Away by Dexter Holland brings a lump to my throat personally, and even, a tear to an old man's eye. What was the reasoning behind including this incredibly emotive version of the Offspring track? Because you do it such justice.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. Anytime that this band is thinking about doing covers, obviously we want to do something that we kind of grew up with and have an appreciation for. And then number two, something that we feel we can put our own spin on. And I think we've been pretty successful over the years of doing interesting versions of the cover songs that we're doing. And I think Gone Away, no exception to that as well. If anyone's heard the original version by Offspring, it's a little bit more upbeat. But lyrical content-wise, Ivan decided to slow it down and make it, pun intended, extra moody. And I think it's done well for us.
Most certainly. This seems to me, and please forgive me if it's inaccurate, but it seems that it's one of those albums where there's almost a track for every member of the band. And it's almost like each one of you has their song. Their favourite that explains their journey perfectly, especially Will the Sun Ever Rise. I mean, is that track of particular significance for you on this album?
You know, the most significant track for me is the song Fake. I was real happy because that was the first one that I heard Ivan do his vocals on after he got out of rehab. So it was refreshing to see that he still, despite being sober, still held on to that anger and vitriol, which I like quite a bit in my metal and in my death punch. So that one's the most that was the most fun for me.
Yeah, it wouldn't be the same without it, would it? And, of course, the season's
no, not at all.
Back to camaraderie, and I think it's within the scope of reality to suggest at least that when Ivan came back healthier and ready to perform, it must have been a fantastic feeling for all of you. Do you think that you've built on that feeling of positivity?
Oh, yeah, 100%. We are definitely having fun out there on the road. I saw Zach Myers from Shinedown over the weekend in Florida, and he had just seen us play and was telling me how excited he was for us, that all of us were on the same page and focused and driven again. And he said, as long as we stay that way, we're the most dangerous band in the world. I tend to agree with Zach Myers on that one.
Oh, fantastic. And, of course, we mentioned 2014 Soundwave. I did have the chance to meet you guys, and you're such brilliant fellows and straight shooters. We're so happy to hear that you are out the other end of that storm and everything just looks better than ever before. So from me, my most humble congratulations.
I appreciate it, man. Thank you very much.
Pleasure indeed. We look forward to seeing you soon. Chrissy, we can't wait to see this album hit the world and take it over.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the kind words. It's good to hear others that have heard it and like the album as much as I do. So I appreciate the positive response. Thank you, sir.
Wonderful. Thanks very much for your time, Chris. We look forward to seeing you, and take care on that motorcycle.
I certainly will. All right, see you guys. Thank you.
Cheers, mate. Bye-bye.